Back to the great hall's far recess the others shrank, as the four rushed in and plucked up spears from corpses. And again the suitors hurled their whetted shafts, but Athena set the better part of the salvo wide. One of them hit the jamb of the great hall's doors, another the massive door itself, and the heavy bronze point of a third ashen javelin crashed against the wall. True Amphimedon nicked Telemachus on the wrist, the glancing blade just barely broke his skin. Ctesippus sent a long spear sailing over Eumaeus's buckler, grazing his shoulder blade, but the weapon skittered off and hit the ground. And again those led by the brilliant battle-master hurled their razor spears at the suitors' ranks, and now Odysseus, raider of cities, hit Eurydamus, Telemachus hit Amphimedon, Eumaeus, Polybus, and the cowherd stabbed Ctesippus right in the man's chest and triumphed over his body. Love your mockery, do you? Son of that blowhard Polythersees, no more shouting off your mouth, you idiot, such big talk. Leave the last word to the gods, they're much stronger. Take this spear, this guest gift for the cow's hoof you once gave King Odysseus begging in his house. So the master of Longhorn Cattle had his say. As Odysseus, fighting at close quarters, ran Agelaus through with a long lance, Telemachus speared Leocritus, so deep in the groin the bronze came punching out his back and the man crashed headfirst, slamming the ground full face. And now Athena, looming out of the rafters high above them, brandished her man-destroying shield of thunder, terrifying the suitors out of their minds, and down the hall they panicked. Wild like herd stampeding, driven mad as the darting gadfly strikes in the late spring when the long days come round. The attackers struck like eagles, crook-clawed, hook-beaked, swooping down from a mountain range to harry smaller birds that skim across the flatland, cringing under the clouds. But the eagles plunge in fury, rip their lives out, hopeless, never a chance of flight or rescue, and people loved the sport. So the attackers routed suitors headlong down the hall, wheeling into the slaughter, slashing left and right, and grisly screams broke from skulls cracked open, the whole floor awash with blood. Leodes now, he flung himself at Odysseus, clutched his knees, crying out to the king with a sudden winging prayer, "I hug your knees, Odysseus, mercy, spare my life. Never, I swear, did I harass any woman in your house. Never a word, a gesture, nothing. No, I tried to restrain the suitors. Whoever did such things, they wouldn't listen, kept their hands to themselves. So reckless, so they earned their shameful fate. But I was just their prophet. My hands are clean, and I'm to die their death. Look at the thanks I get for years of service." A killing look, and the wry soldier answered, "Only a priest, a prophet for this mob, you say. How hard you must have prayed in my own house that the heady day of my return would never dawn. My dear wife would be yours, would bear your children. For that there's no escape from grueling death. You die." And snatching up in one powerful hand a sword left on the ground, Agelaus dropped it when he fell. Odysseus hacked the prophet square across the neck, and the praying head went tumbling in the dust. Now one was left, trying still to escape black death, Phemius, Terpis's son, the bard, who always performed among the suitors. They forced the man to sing. There he stood, backing into the side door, still clutching his ringing lyre in his hands, his mind in turmoil, torn. What should he do now? Steal from the hall and crouch at the altar stone of Zeus who guards the court, where time and again Odysseus and Laertes burn the long thighs of oxen, or throw himself on the master's mercy, clasp his knees? That was the better way, or so it struck him. Yes, grasp the knees of Laertes' royal son. And so, cradling his hollow lyre, he laid it on the ground between the mixing bowl and the silver-studded throne, then rushed up to Odysseus, yes, and clutched his knees, singing out to his king with a stirring, winged prayer, "I hug your knees, Odysseus, mercy, spare my life. What a grief it will be to you for all the years to come if you kill the singer now, who sings for gods and men. I taught myself the craft, but a god has planted deep in my spirit all the paths of song, songs I'm fit to sing for you. As for a god, calm your bloodlust now.